Good afternoon. Just like that, we've crossed the border into 3 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over the seat for the next 3 hours. We'll just see what happens here. Learning some new things about our radio station, because our radio station has new things happening. They're invisible to you, but they make doing a show a little more seamless. And that's what we want. You don't want to see the cracks and glue and rubber bands that hold a show together. Not mine, anyway. So, not me, yeah. What do I need to do? I need to tell you, KGLT is supported by Nexus Drive-Up Coffee, serving hot and cold iced lattes, drip, espresso, chai, and matcha. Conveniently located Midtown Bozeman, next to the Fork and Spoon, open 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Danny Mandel Honda in Bozeman, featuring new Honda Sport utilities and crossover vehicles like the HRV, CRV, Pilot, Passport, and the Ridgeline truck. More information at DannyMandelHonda.com. And Northern Plains Resource Council, organizing Montanans to protect our water, air, and working landscapes, always considering the next generation. Details at northernplains.org. Quick look at the weather, and I think that's right about here. It's a two-mouse world. We're going to have a mouse family here soon. Weather. We have this beautiful new thing. So Bozeman, they're looking for a high of 43 today. With a few clouds. A low of 23 tonight and some possible snow flurries. Over in Livingston, they're expecting some weather advisory. So I suspect windy and maybe some snow flurries overnight. Same thing with Gardner. But generally mild temperatures through the week. It's going to be warming up over the weekend. Again, with some snow flurries in the middle of beautiful weather. It's springtime in Bozeman. So enjoy it. Anything important? Nope. That's good enough. I hope you've been out enjoying the crisp, sunny days. That's lovely, lovely. What do I have to do? I do have things to do here. There's that one. The 3 o'clock hour is underwritten by Explore Big Sky Newspaper. Covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Pilgrim Church hosts drop-in meditation from noon to 1. The Eternals is on screen at the MSU Procrastinator Theater. Whiz Bang and Notorious Boz are at Last Best Comedy. Dan Kosel and Madrona play at The Jump. It's Jazz Night with Alex Robolata at Red Tractor Pizza. Reckless Rooster and The Ranch play at The Sack and Three Forks. In Willow Creek, Krista Ann Ames' exhibition opens at Aunt Dophie's Gallery. And Stoned Level, featuring Nate G., Hoodlum, and Odinata, are at the Filler. In Big Sky, the Craig Hall Trio plays jazz at the Independent. Sweet Lilies and Love Cannon play at Montana Jack. The John Stickley Trio and the Travelin' McCorys are at the Missouri Ballroom at the Big Sky Resort. And Beyond the Fourth Wall is at the Warren Miller. On Saturday, Tessie Williams plays at the Sack and Three Forks. Neil Filobetto is at the Country Corner Cafe. The Fog plays at the Jump. Corb Lund performs at the Elm. The Dirty Dirty with the Dane Andrew Thompson Band and Gear Horse are at the Filling Station. And in Big Sky, there's live music at Tips Up, and the Independent Songwriter Showcase presents Amanda Stewart and Peter King. In Livingston, it's open mic night at Pine Creek Lodge. Still Gone is at the Blue Slipper Theater, and the Blackwater Band is at Chico Hot Springs Friday and Saturday. In Helena, Max Schroer's Pop Cars is at the Holter, as well as the Spring Mead and Reed. And the screening of You Won't Be Alone is at the Myrna Loy. On Saturday, Helena Symphony for Kids presents Fiona and the Frog and her violin at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. John Roberts and Pan Blanco perform at LNC Brewing, and on Sunday, it's Corb Lund with Lauren Morrow. The Gold Country Montana Master Garden Symposium is at Carroll College during the day, and at night it's the Carroll producing Light Us Up. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Nobody expected that. Okay. Now I'm set. I think I've accumulated more records. I don't know how that happens, but I go out and I walk past the bins in the shops and the records stick to me and I'm forced to buy them, you know. You touched it, you bought it. It's like a bakery. And so I'm all right with that. As long as I can play them here for you. I'm going to be digging into those in a little bit. But for right now, I just thought, let's blow some of the cobwebs out.
Use in your hair in me. Ain't nothing gone. Come to be. gone. And though I held sweet drink a thousand times, it's time to ramble on.
Yeah, the Beatles were so good that that song was just a leftover. Ultimately came out on the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. And that's from the Mono Masters reissue. They mixed that and the other Yellow Submarine Beatles songs in mono for an EP. In America, we got the album with the soundtrack stuff like they did for the other Beatles soundtrack albums. But in England, that's what they're going to get, which would have been nice. But we didn't get it. Never happened. One of those things. Look good on paper. That's a great song, too. Just a lot going on there. It seems like they're having a lot of fun. What was there in that kickoff set? Jeff Beck from his second solo album, Cosa Nostra Beccola. You heard Hangman's Knee. Jeff, Ron Wood on thundering lead bass. Nicky Hopkins was in the band at that point, and Tony Newman had taken over drums, and just some brutal guitar from Jeff Beck. He can still rip it up, but he's found a new way to play guitar that defies description. Guy is awfully good. Never one to stand in the same place for very long. David Bowie from his album, which was originally called One Release, Man Who Sold the World, but it was intended to be called Metropolis. And when they reissued it and remixed it a couple years ago, that's what they stuck on the front cover. Same album, just slightly freshened up modern mixes by Tony Visconti, the guy who did the album in the first place. And subtly different. I haven't compared them back to back, but it's still a thundering, loud, ripping album. That was the first David Bowie record I heard, and it just floored me. I thought, who is this guy? And what is he going to do? Led Zeppelin from their second album, you heard Ramble On, and finishing up with the Beatles. 3:27 on this Friday afternoon. I'm just settling in. A lot going on the last couple weeks since I was last here. I've been maintaining a busy schedule, to say the least. It's been a sprint, and it's going to continue on for the next month or so. So beware. What do I need to do here? I need to tell you the Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, with indoor seating and the newly refurbished outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And I'm going to tell you this right off the bat because this is coming up soon.
The 2022 KGLT Fun Drive is coming up soon, running from Sunday, April 17th to Saturday, April 23rd, and we're getting ready. The new t-shirts, caps, and mugs are on the way. Businesses are donating hundreds of incentive items, and we're putting together dozens of music packages reflecting the diversity of KGLT's programming. It's the once-a-year, one-week KGLT Fun Drive, April 17th to the 23rd. We're looking forward to hearing from you. There's more information online at kglt.net.
Yes, we like that new format. Once 1 week a year, that's all you have to deal with. Just get right in there. It doesn't leave you time to procrastinate. And as far as the music packages, I saw what Jim had been assembling last year. We were doing the record fair, and there's some fantastic things you're going to see at the Fun Drive this year. So be ready. And if that wasn't enough, coming up in May 6th, it's the KGLT 2022 record fair. And that looks to be a good one. Okay? So in 3 weeks on this show, it'll be the Kehoe Brothers driving. I'll be here answering the phones, I believe. But on Tuesday of that week, I'll be doing Michael Kurtz's show, noon to 3, and I'll have to round up some helpers to do the fun drive then. So there's no getting away from me. It's just a different time slot, and that'll be interesting. So just be there. Get your money ready. I haven't seen the shirt yet. I have to look online. I didn't see the offerings. Usually they let us comment on them, but I didn't see them this year, so don't know. don't know what's going on with that. It'll be a surprise to all of us. I know the ones last year are fantastic. I've gotten so many comments on them. And I always get two shirts. I don't need a hat. I have a pile of hats, and I don't really wear hats like some people. But I adjust it to two T-shirts, and that way they don't wear out quite so fast. It's always sad when you pull out one of those great old KJLT T-shirts and the neck is frayed or there's a hole in the armpit. Splash some paint on it or something. Just tragic. So I always have two, so I'll look good for just a little bit longer.
these things, both great and small.
You're done.
Well, one blast, the big noise wasn't quite enough, so I tried it again. Threw out some Roxy Music from their Country Life album, Prairie Rose. And if you've got the big bucks, you can go see Roxy Music this year. They're touring the States. Big places, 20,000-seat arenas. That's curious. But they've got the core band back together. Paul Thompson's come back in on drums. Should be interesting, but I don't think it's in my future. I'll be waiting for reports. We heard John Cale from his Slow Dazzle album, Helen of Troy, The Move, Words of Aaron, and Ian Hunter from his album, Ian Hunter's second solo album. It's 3:52. Just stopping here to tell you what we heard, and I've ready to move on. I've been hitting the record shops. We have some good record shops now here in town, and Cactus is regrouping, which is really nice. I don't know if you've been out there yet, but make a point out. Go say hello. You have to sort of dodge around some loose ends, but I picked up a couple of things, and this is one of them. I'd seen it come around, and I'm always reluctant when somebody finds an old Blues Guys tape, and this one's from the early 60s. It's Sun House, when they first got them back out on the road. And it's Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys that put this together. He's credited as producer, but he produced the repackage of this, or the package of this. It's never been released before, and it's really good. The guy just sounds great, and the recording's fantastic. Check this out.
So this is one of his old pieces about the Pony Blues. My pony, saddle my back down. Get up your horse. Now come on, now let's just go. My pony run. and the best in the world, but he's a running son of a gun. Let us lead this town. Come on, pony, now let's lead this town. And you say again, honey, I don't think you yet. He's a traveling horse. He don't deny his name. Yeah, he don't deny his name. The way he gets trouble is a lowdown under his shame.